subdivision number 2015-4, Bank Cove.
And Mr. Chairman, that was one of the three public hearings that were in my area, and I've prepared a motion.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, concerning 2015-4 for Bank Cove, my motion is for a deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2015-4 Bank Cove. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Next item was a conditional use number 2021-8P Loan Portfolio Holdings LLC.
Well, Mr. Chairman, as much as I'd like to be able to act on things that come before us, seeing as how I didn't have a presentation booklet and a lot of other information was missing, I'm ready to make a motion on this one, too.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, concerning CU number 2021 for 8P Loan Portfolio Holdings LLC, my motion is for a deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2021-8P Loan Portfolio Holdings LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item, next public hearing, was conditional use number 2032, Guillermo Vasquez, trading as F&N Vasquez Concrete LLC.
Mr. Chairman, considering CU 2032, my motion is for deferral at this time.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2032, Guillermo Vasquez, the trading as F&N Vasquez Concrete LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1788, Upesh Vyas.
And Mr. Chairman, again, this falls into my vast area, and I have prepared a motion.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1788 for Mr. Vyas for a change in zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site has been used as a gas station for decades. The use predated zoning, which is why it has remained as AR1. Two, the site is surrounded by a shopping center that was rezoned to C1. This property should have been rezoned to C1 at the same time, but it was not. Three, the area is surrounded by commercial zonings and uses. This rezoning will make this parcel consistent with surrounding zonings and uses. Four, CR1 zoning is appropriate for this location at the intersection of Route 5 and Route 24. Five, the rezoning will make the longstanding use of the property consistent with the property's zoning. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Period.
Second. So moved and seconded to recommend approval of the change of zone number 1788, Upesh Vyas, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right then, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lank, do you have anything else to go to the order?
Nothing from my side. I know that the county's having a little sign committee meeting tomorrow from 9 to about 12 to discuss sign issues that have been addressed through the Board of Adjustment, which you've seen that letter in the past. So the staff will be participating in that meeting tomorrow.
Okay. All right, then. Well, there being no further business.
Oh, I got one thing.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't ask you.
An update, which you all may or may not be aware of. We had the Harbor Point subdivision. I don't know if you recall that one outside of City Lewis.
Yeah.
After we acted on that, I don't know if you remember, one of the people that participated in the hearing was a gentleman named Colonel Lecklider.
Yes.
He filed, after the commission acted, a petition for writ of certiorari and appeal with the Superior Court. The Superior Court, even before we would have an opportunity to respond, denied the petition as not being timely filed. There was some back and forth, and I had to submit some filings with the court. Ultimately, the court finally reiterated its decision that it was not timely filed and dismissed his petition. So Just want to let you know that that had sort of been percolating in Superior Court, and it's been dismissed.
So it's no longer perking?
No, that's okay. Right.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Very good. Ms. Cornwell, anything for us?
No.
Okay, then. We stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.
Happy Halloween.